This 3-Minute Bartender episode is brought to you by Batiste Rum, which is next level when it comes to sustainability. Hell, it's the first sustainable American craft rum. They make it in a way that generates zero durable waste and is carbon negative from ground glass. It's the first booze in the world to do it this way. Batiste Rum is made from 100% pure fresh cane juice, unlike molasses or sugar crystals. If you like your tequila 100% agave, then you'll love your rum 100% cane juice. It's an outstanding, versatile rum, great taste, and legit sustainability. That's why I'm using it in the drink we're making on this episode. If you want to learn more, I encourage you to visit batisterum.com. That's batisterum.com. We're all busy, and that's why sometimes you want a good drink and you want it fast. So strap in and hold on tight, friends. This is the 3-Minute Bartender. Oh, the jungle bird. Man, do I dig the jungle bird. It's low effort and high impact. Jungle bird has become a classic tiki-style drink. Not as famous as the Mai Tai or Singapore Sling, but you'll see it on a lot of tiki bar menus. And with good reason. It's got rum, pineapple, and lime, the holy trinity of tropical tiki drinks. The thing that sets the jungle bird apart, though, is Campari, which adds a refreshing bitter edge, making it, to my mind, even more refreshing than its close cousin, the daiquiri. Here's what you need. Pineapple juice. Now, for bonus points here, you could juice your own pineapple. But let's face it, pineapple's a very sturdy fruit that does not yield its liquid very easily. It's like a 90-year-old guy with severe ED. I'm sorry, that's gross. My point is, feel free to just pick up a can of pineapple juice in the store. I won't tell. I swear on my grandpa's limp dick. You want to go with a dark rum, something with brown sugar and caramel notes. I'm using Batiste Rum Reserve, which spent 18 months aging in Tennessee rye oak and soaking up all that oaky goodness. Campari. You can use another bitter red aperitivo. Just make sure it has that bitter bite. Aperol's probably too sweet. You know what? Just get Campari. Campari's great. You also need fresh lime juice and simple syrup, along with a shaker, a strainer, and some ice. You got all that? All right. Toss the ice in your shaker, then pour in 2 ounces of rum, 2 ounces pineapple juice, 1 ounce of Campari, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, and the juice of 1/2 lime. Put the cap on and shake that mother. Come on, shake it. Come on, shake, 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 shake it. Yeah. Go, 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 go. Where was I? All right. Now strain it into a tiki mug, or not, over a giant ice cube, or not, with a pineapple wedge garnish, or not. We're not sweating the details. There's a beverage here, man. And while you're sipping that, let me set you a question to ponder. The jungle bird flaps like a tiki drink, and the jungle bird squawks like a tiki drink. But is it really a tiki drink? All but the pedants would say yes. But those pedants, always pedantically pedanting all over the place. A pedant would tell you that the jungle bird is not part of the original tiki canon. The drink's pioneered by Don the Beachcomber and Trader Vic in the post-World War II tiki craze. This is where we get drinks like the Mai Tai, the Singapore Sling, the Blue Hawaii, the Scorpion Bowl, the Fog Cutter, and the Zombie. Most of them are made with rum, lime, syrups, and tropical fruit juice. But the jungle bird claims no lineage from Don the Beachcomber or Trader Vic. This rare bird was created by Jeffrey Ong in 1973 as the signature welcome drink of the Kuala Lumpur Hilton in the Avery Bar, where patrons can watch what out the windows? Birds! So rather than a recreation of exotic tropical flavors in drinks by Westerners, the jungle bird is an actual tropical drink pioneered in an actual tropical place. It's a freaking tiki drink. As I'm wont to do here on 3-Minute Bartender, I'm going to leave you with a joke. What do you call a bird that's afraid to fly? Chicken. I invite you to follow me at The Imbiber on Instagram and Twitter. Follow WWD_podcast on Instagram. And remember, folks, the best time to buy a bird is when it's going cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap.